Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Jenny Hubby. I'm hearing a bit of an echo, so bear with me. And we also have Bruce Cameron on the Concierge Coaches Show today, and we're waiting for him. He'll be a little bit late today. Today is Monday, July 9th, believe it or not. So we're more than halfway through the year. It's crazy. So excited, Concierge Coaches Show. We love to invite special guests and especially obviously coaches that have special niches. And we love to hear their stories about how they came about coaching, what it means to them personally and professionally, what they do, how they do it, and then ways to reach out to them. And so what we hope is that we really highlight coaches and the work that they're doing to help people improve their lives and turn around. So today, we're so lucky to have Jeff Bullion from Austin, Texas, based in Austin. And I know he works with clients all over the country. And so, but he gets to live in the beautiful city of Austin, Texas. So lucky you, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jenny. I'm really excited to be here, and I'm flattered to be on your show.
Well, thank you. So I'd love to do a quick introduction on how I know you, and then we'll just take it away from there. Sound good?
Absolutely.
All right. So Jeff and I met when he was in coach training with the Divine Intelligence Institute, that is the Institute of Dr. Jane Gardner in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I was doing the marketing training for the coaching students. And I remember, I'll never forget that moment when we were talking about our niches. It was the marketing training session where we were really, each person was sharing about their niche and how they're going to specialize and what they're going to do, how they're going to help people, all that good stuff, because this is spiritual coach training. And how do you put that into like the material world terms? How do you really help people understand what that is and how it applies to life goals in general? And I remember, Jeff, I remember you saying, I am a spiritual life coach. And I just got chills. I just was like, wow, it's so amazing. Do you remember that?
Yes, but it was a spiritual fitness coach.
Excuse me, spiritual fitness coach. That's what I meant to say. So I remember when you said that, and yeah, sorry about that. Spiritual fitness coach is what you said, and it was a wow moment for me, and I think a lot of other people, because what you're doing, and you can explain this better than me, is blending your fitness training with your spiritual coach training. So I'd love for you to share how that works. So tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Thank you. So for me, you know, when this thing all culminated and came together, you know, I saw an opportunity to, help shift people's thinking. You know, having gone through the divine intelligence process and doing this inward journey where I learned so much about myself and I really understood, you know, where I got there, it changed my own thinking and it really changed my world. And so what I wanted to do was be able to bring that back to other people. And one of my passions has always been fitness. All throughout my life, I've been an athlete. I recently got certified as a personal trainer. And I knew that I wanted to do this life coaching thing. And so, you know, putting all these things together was kind of a mystery for me. I always knew that I wanted to do these things, but how to do it was a mystery. And it finally came to me one day that it was really about, you know, shifting people's thoughts around their motivations. And when I talk about that, you know, I talk about, you know, a lot of people when they establish a fitness goal, it's normally something that's coming from the outside world. You know, it's an external motivation. And a lot of times those things are, you know, coming from some form of comparison. Sometimes it's vanity. It can be a variety of different things. But at the end of the day, it's really about some form of self-judgment. It's about questioning yourself and, you know, I need to be better than what I am right now. And although those are great motivations, and I've seen a lot of people go far with those kind of things, what I'd like to help people do is cross this bridge over to self-acceptance. And when you get to self-acceptance, you know, you've got this level of self-empowerment. And when your motivation comes from that self-empowerment, you start doing the things that you want to do, and you do the things that you are really empowered to do. So again, the whole process is to kind of, you know, help people make this shift in thinking. And so that's really what I'm trying to accomplish as a spiritual fitness coach.
I love that. So you're talking about coming from a place of the motivation, what you really want to do, what you want to create, instead of focusing on what you're not and where you're lacking. So it's taking, kind of shifting that, the limiting thought process to unlimited thinking.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
That's exactly what it is.
And I agree with you. I think in the fitness world, it is easy. I guess it's probably natural, probably human nature, to compare and compete. And so nothing wrong with competing at all, but you're really wanting to help people understand where is that motivation coming from? What is that about? So give us an example. So you have a client that, I mean, just give us an example of a client that you work with and how this looks.
Okay. So the, you know, there's really three major components to what I do. You know, one component is I am a certified coach for the Divine Intelligence Process. And so that could be a single component within itself. If somebody wanted to just go through the Divine Intelligence Process and really kind of do this tear down of their self-limiting beliefs and be kind of rebuilt with new empowering beliefs, that's one part of the process. The other part of the process is the life coaching aspect of it. So in the Divine Intelligence Process, what we do is we have accountability partners. And so as an accountability partner, you know, we're literally, you know, being very vulnerable with one another and sharing what we're learning about ourselves. And so as a life coach, I can serve as that partner and help create new insights for the clients as they're going through this journey. And I think that just adds a lot of value to what it is that they're doing. And then the third component is the personal trainer. And so being a personal trainer, you know, allows me to, along with being a life coach, you know, one of the things I want to do is I want to start working with the client to understand, you know, what it is, you know, that's in their essence, you know, what they like to do. And I'll give you an example of, you know, a client that I've worked with. I had a client who told me that, you know, they couldn't find the ambition to work out. They had tried to do, you know, these 6-minute videos and it only lasted for 3 days. And they thought they were lazy. And I didn't believe that. I knew this person. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, I know that you're not lazy. And so what we did was we started the life coaching process and we really explored that. And what we learned about that person was that, you know, they really like to, you know, kind of be in their head when they exercise. And okay. So that really limited, you know, a lot of things that they could and should be doing. That person liked to be outdoors. You know, they really, you know, thrived when they're outside in nature. The person, you know, had a dog. And so, you know, as I learned these kind of things, it kind of helped me understand that maybe this is a person who doesn't need to be in a CrossFit class or who needs to be in one of these combat boot camps. You know, this is a person who needs to be doing yoga or who needs to be out on a bike ride or, you know, running with their dog. And so when we got to that realization and created that insight, you know, it made it so much easier. And that client came back to me and said, hey, you know, I'm trying like a Tai Chi class now. You know, so they found these other modalities that fit into what they wanted to do. And they were motivated. They were excited because they were doing what they wanted to do, not what they thought they had to do.
You're helping them reframe as well, instead of saying, well, I must be lazy because I don't want to do CrossFit or go to the gym or whatever it is. But what you're doing is you're asking these questions, helping them with that creative process to reframe that and go, well, maybe it's just I'm not motivated because I don't like it. I don't like doing that. It's not very motivating.
Absolutely. Right, but that's what the trend is, right? The trend is to go to a CrossFit gym today, you know.
Yeah.
The trend is to do high intensity interval training. The trend is, you know, and the same with the diets. You know, it's the diets and the fat. It's, you know, these are the people that I'm looking for. I want the people that have tried everything, right?
Okay.
Who have tried everything and nothing seems to be working for them, because what I like about those people are they have a spark. Right. They still have something within them that wants to accomplish the goal. They just don't know how. And
that's
so that's
point.
Where I really, I like to see that. I like to see that energy in people, and then I can help them, you know, because they're open to having those conversations. They're open to sharing with you, you know, their perceived failures. So,
you know, in my coaching, a lot of my clients are in recovery, and same thing, Jeff. I love to work with people that are in recovery from mental health or addiction issues, because they've been through hell and back. They've accomplished a huge. They've really scaled a huge mountain, and if they can do that, they can do anything. I can see, I can see what they're capable of doing. They just need help with the creativity, the mindset, finding what's in the way. So I can relate to that. So talk a little bit too about what motivated you to really combine. I know you sought out the spiritual coaching. So what drove you to look for that kind of coach training?
Okay, where to begin that story? So, you know, several years ago, I was in a place where I just wasn't happy with myself. I wasn't happy with what I was doing. A friend of mine asked me a very intriguing question, and she asked me if I was more intellectual or more intuitive. And it was funny because at the time I didn't even know what intuition was. I thought intuition was this thing that women had. You know, it wasn't like a guy thing.
Right.
And so I told her, I was like, oh, I'm an intellectual, and I was very proud of that. I stood behind it, you know. And then we started having these conversations about intuition, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. I'd like to know more about that. And so I just kind of, you know, started to explore that. And that was really the thread that I started pulling on my spiritual journey. And you know, the other component to my spiritual journey was my happiness. You know, I was getting myself to a place in my life where I was very isolated. I didn't have a lot of friends. I was starting to develop some addictive behaviors, and I just knew that I needed to make a change. And the first thing that I really wanted to figure out was about my happiness. You know, I was like, how can I just be happier? And so that along the way kind of led me to, you know, my path to authenticity. One of the things that I ran into on my journey was Joseph Campbell. and a friend had pointed me towards a movie called Finding Joe, and it was really based on the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. And you know, once I kind of started understanding that, I latched onto this idea about finding your bliss. And mm-hmm. so I spent some time working on that, and I realized that my bliss went back to this time when I was coaching. You know, I was coaching my daughter's volleyball team, and it was that time when, you know, I mean, everything just happened. Like, everything that I was doing, I was just so passionate about it. I learned about Phil Jackson's Positive Coaching Alliance, and I was like, just really resonated with that. And I was like, what a great way to coach, you know, because it's a win-win scenario. And I had so much fun doing it and just preparing for it and doing all the stuff. I realized that coaching was my bliss. And like I said, exercise has always been there. But the crazy synchronicity that I had during this process was, you know, I'd gone through a divorce, and I'm going through this whole thing with the Joseph Campbell thing. And I had this one box in my house that I hadn't unpacked yet. And I finally decided to open that box up, and lo and behold, I pulled this piece of paper, and it was something that I ripped out of a men's health magazine like 10 years ago. And it was about becoming a certified personal trainer. And
oh, wow.
I was just like, really? I was like, really? Yeah, exactly.
In a box.
I was like, really? Yeah. Yeah, this last box that was sitting there, I kept tripping over it every time I got out of bed too, you know? So I was talking about the universe knocking. But so anyways, that was kind of my wake-up call, you know? That was like, okay, this is what I need to be doing. And so I had the realization that I wanted to coach and that I wanted to be a personal trainer, but how you put those two things together, I don't know. So wow. Long story short, I was out looking for coach schools, and I came across Dr. James Divine Intelligence, and I was like, wow. And it just really resonated with me. I was like, this is so cool, because it was right in line with, you know, all the new thought kind of stuff that I was looking at, you know, as far as Joseph Campbell and Wayne Dyer and Marianne Williamson and, you know, the whole ball of wax. Mm-hmm. And it just really fit into, you know, what I resonated with. And so I just decided to go on the journey. I was just like, I'm going to do this. And,
Isn't that wild?
And so it led me here.
Yeah. Did you know when you signed up for the Divine Intelligence Process Training that you were going to be a spiritual fitness coach?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, not at all. I had the intention to do that. And I think, you know, I didn't trust myself enough was part of the problem. And so I kept moving away from that. I thought at one point that I was going to work with single dads, for instance, because that was another area that I was familiar with. But I kept getting pulled back to the fitness thing. You know, every time I would meditate or would talk to people, they said, you've got to do this, you know, and it would be, I'd be talking about something else and they tell me I need to do this. So, no, it wasn't until, gosh, I think maybe the last week of that training that it finally just, everything just kind of fell into place for me. And I was like, this is it. I mean, all the pieces were like right there. The vision was there. And I said, this is what I'm going to pursue. And this is what I'm going to do.
Wow. Well, you're a faster learner than me, because a similar thing happened to me in the coach training. And Jane actually mentioned recovery coaching to me, and I was like, oh no, I don't want to do that. And it, for me, in some ways it seemed too easy, and also I just wasn't sure if people coming out of treatment would feel like they needed a coach, because they just spent all this time, energy, and money on treatment. But what I've found, it took me about 6 months or so to go, okay, there's definitely a need, because people come out of treatment and go, what now? And so you really, I loved seeing that happen with you in class, and that you're going with it. You went with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it comes down to trust. You know, I think one of the last components that really came to me, you know, with my authenticity was really just learning to trust myself, you know, because we can talk ourselves out of anything, right? In one thought.
Right.
it takes like a nanosecond. And so, you know, in my background, I kind of always knew, and I looked back like 2 years ago, I said, this is what I wanted to do, you know, and then I kind of drift away from it, and then I come back to it, and then I drift away from it, and then I come back to it, and then finally it was right there, and I was like, I couldn't deny it.
No, and because so you kept getting those repeated messages.
Right.
That's really cool. So your website looks amazing also. It really, I just want you to know, it's turninglifearound.com. Mention that to our guests today, to our listeners today. And when I visit your website, Jeff, I feel like I know you. I feel like I can see your soul when I see your pictures. You've done a great job in sharing who you are and what you do. And that, you know, that's not always easy to do, is put words into spiritual coaching, like put words around it. So you did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
You bet. And so how do your clients come to you? Are they coming through fitness, or, you know, referred to you, or how's that happening?
Yeah, so right now it's still, you know, in the infancy, and so a lot of it is word of mouth.
Yeah.
You know, but ideally, you know, the opportunity is to start. Like I said, I've got these three components that I can work with that can ultimately be one. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's the personal training aspect, the life coaching aspect of it, or the divine intelligence aspect of it. You know, there's so many different avenues, you know, just depending on what people are interested in. And so, there can be different avenues. It can be, you know, gyms, you know, there's all kinds of stuff happening with gyms. I'm working right now with, accreditation. So again, to be a personal trainer, you have to go through some type of accreditation. I'm with, the National Association of Sports Medicine. And so I'm actually talking with them right now about what I'm doing. And I think there's going to be some opportunities there where they're going to kind of look at, you know, is this something that we want to promote? So I think there's going to be some opportunities to do that. There's obviously, you know, I belong to a Unity Church, and so you've got a lot of spiritually minded people there that also have fitness interests. So there's so much crossover, you know, in where this is at. And so the other part of my vehicle is, you know, I blog. So I've been writing.
I see that.
I've got a whole series of blogs. More of that's been, you know, I started out writing more around, you know, consciousness and awareness and some of my life experiences. But I'm starting to make that shift now into the spiritual fitness coach, where I'm talking about, you know, reasons why, you know, people either don't start work their fitness goals, or reasons why they quit their fitness goals. And it brings them back into, you know, this spiritual aspect of the fitness. And so I'm kind of leaning, you know, more that way. And so I'm hoping that some of my blogs will even attract people, you know, to this way of thinking.
And so your coaching, the spiritual coaching, the fitness coaching, spiritual fitness coaching, and you'll also coach people that have life goals as well. And you're applying the neuroscience and the spiritual coaching. And so your clients, are they all over the country? They can be virtual.
Yeah. So the great thing, the divine intelligence process and life coaching, both purely virtual. The personal training aspect, has been a little bit of one-on-one local, but I'm now looking at doing virtual personal training. So there are websites out there that actually support that, as long
That's
as the
amazing.
Person has an internet connection and a webcam, you know, you can actually train somebody that way as well.
Wow. That's so cool. Love technology. And as long as if you have the technology and as long as clients are open to it, you can be effective. You can be very effective that way in helping them.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that I'm looking at that I think has a lot of merit is I would like to, you know, I'd like to train other personal trainers. So I've had conversations with a few personal trainers and I tell them about what I'm doing, and you see their antenna pop up, you know, because they understand the, you know, they deal with people on a day in and day out basis. And not everybody's got life coach training and not everybody's been through the divine intelligence process, but they understand the challenges of keeping people motivated.
Right.
And so when I talk with them and I walk them through this, you know, they're like, they seem very interested. And so I think that there's going to be an opportunity to, you know, network this out to personal trainers, and they become, you know, ambassadors of the program.
That is so amazing. I love your focus being not so much, not as outwardly focused on the fitness, but really starting with their mindset and their limited thinking and helping them break through the limited thinking to the unlimited thinking. And I can just imagine that as a fitness trainer, that it could be frustrating when you have a client that you know that they can accomplish great things and you know that it's the mind that's in the way, if you would, the thinking, the mindset that's in the way.
Absolutely. It's, you know, once you convince a person that the results are really the byproduct of, you know, them setting their own intentions and putting in the effort and working from their own empowerment, you know, they'll hear that for a little while, but then when they start doing it, you see the change in their energy. You know, they bring a whole different energy into what they're doing, you know, because now they're doing what they want to do and they're doing it how they want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's really empowering, right? They're not out here saying, oh, I'm doing this. And they're also detaching from the outcome, right? They're focused on the satisfaction of the journey.
Right.
And so that's the shift. That's the shift. You know, that's the bridge that you have to cross.
That's an amazing point that you make, is that I can't tell you how many times that I've done workout programs. I'm just like, oh, I just hate this, but it's for the result. It's the result. I just got to get through it. So I have that result. And then that's all I have. When I finish, I don't have any journey to talk about or any enjoyment in that. And it didn't feed my soul at all. So the fact that you encourage the journey along with and detaching from the outcome will come.
Right.
And I love where you're on your homepage. It says, when your mind is fit, your body will follow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead, though. You were about to say something.
No, you just led me right into it. I was, you know, one of the things that I realized, even for myself, you know, being a fitness guy all my life, but loving your body requires a lot of humility. You know, it's, I see, you can talk to a supermodel, you can talk to a bodybuilder, you can talk to a guy who can run a 4-minute mile. And I bet you they can tell you everything that's wrong with them.
Yeah.
You know, and they can probably do that easier than they can tell you about why they're great.
Right.
You know? So again, that's the bridge that you got to get over. You got to get, you know, to that point.
That really is true. There are many great, amazing performers in this world that if you interview them, you do hear that they're really critical of themselves, and maybe that is how they get results, but how is that really benefiting them and their quality of life? And like you said, you just wanted to be happy. You just wanted to feel some happiness. And so talk a little bit about how you do this personally. Like, how do you, for yourself, talk a little bit about your fitness and your spiritual life and how that works together?
So, I don't remember. I think there was some quote about, you know, doing what you love and loving what you do kind of thing. And so that was kind of where I wanted to get to. But for me, you know, this was an all in kind of thing. You know, I remember the first thing that I did is I established a mantra for myself. And I said, I'll be who I am by being who I want to be. And that created an awareness for me that, you know, if I want to do this or I want to be this way, then I really got to think about, you know, what it is that I want to be. And so, you know, over time, you know, I've developed habits. I started journaling. I journal in the morning. I meditate. I like to set intentions. I like to prepave my day. I like to sit down and say, okay, this is what I got going on today. And I do this with some of my clients as well. I say, instead of having a to-do list, create a to-be list. You know, how do you need to be for each one of these things? How do you want to show up? You know, and then what you're doing is you're basically manifesting your day, right? You're wiring your brain with a positive mindset, and you're not letting that uncertainty of the moment come into play because you've already decided how you're going to be that day.
I love
so
it.
So I do the
a to-be list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
I do that. One of the other big things for me, and some people think I'm anal about it, but, you know, planning and prioritization. You know, I sit down at the beginning of every week and I say, you know, what do I need to do this week and what do I want to do this week? And that way I've got this healthy balance of the stuff that I have to do along with what I want to do. And so, you know, for me, I that's my workout time. I attend a men's fellowship, you know, where I discuss male spirituality with, you know, a group of guys. I do my writing. I write my blogs. I find my coaching time in there. I'm learning to play the piano. I'm learning to speak German. So, you know,
awesome.
These are all things. And I prioritize those things. And that way I don't have any excuses at the end of the week. I can't say, you know, oh, I didn't have time for that, you know, so I really have to practice what I preach, you know, and so it's important for me, you know, to do those kind of things. And then I've implemented some life hacks. Is that Bruce?
Is Bruce there? I think it might have just been an echo. I did hear something too.
I thought I heard somebody say hello. I just wrote a blog. And it was on life hacks for positive living.
I see that.
And so there's some other stuff that I do that I help, you know, keep my judgment in check, you know, practicing gratitude. I think it's very important. And, you know, I tripped over this thing called the law of reciprocity. And it's really about giving what you want. Right. And that means if you want love or if you want honesty, then that's what you have to give other people. And so I've got some life hacks around that I use as well. And so I just keep those things out there to keep me mindful throughout the day.
I love it. You know, I guess it's a habit that you have that daily that you journal and meditate and also setting that intention for the week and the to-be list. That's awesome. That's a great takeaway. Instead of the to-do list, everybody has a to-do list. And it's really about how do we want to be, even while we're doing. We have a lot to do, and we're still going to have a lot to do. And so how do we want to be while we're doing? That's really powerful.
It is. I'm about self-empowerment. I mean, that's where my energy comes from. You know, I've heard you talk about, you know, the Strength Finder and stuff on your other shows. And so, you know, having gone through that same thing and learning some of those things about myself, I'm like, how do I bring those things into my life, right? And so that's where my planning comes in, where I can say, okay, I need to, you know, strategy is one of my things. And so, for me, I'm like, you know, I got to strategize, you know, how am I going to fit all this into my week and do all the things that I want to do and help other people and do the things I have to do. All right. And so fortunately, I also have Achiever in that. So I do a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps me going.
Yeah, I mean, the list you give is amazing. I mean, learning German, I'd have to set everything else aside just to do that. So you got it all going. And that's a great point, is your strengths. That's something, you know, that we love to do in coaching, is leverage our clients' strengths. And so you're leveraging your own. The strategic is a great one to have for an entrepreneur. And it's clear that you are thinking big. And I just wanted to go back to the train the trainer piece of your business, where you're talking to the accrediting body for yours is certified medical. What's your certification? The personal training?
It's certified personal trainer, right? It's called a CPT.
CPT. And who's it through? You said something about the medical.
Yes. Yeah. So it's the National Association of Sports Medicine.
NASM. Yeah.
And so they're one of the certifying bodies to become a personal trainer.
Isn't that just amazing that they're seeing that the spiritual is such a powerful piece and the mindset is such a powerful piece of results?
It's coming. You know, I would not profess that this is, you know, solely my idea.
Right.
I've read articles, you know, that people have published through the NASM. One of the other magazines that I read is bodybuilding.com. And I just wrote this, I just read an article about a guy who was talking about, you know, how he sets intentions and how it allows him to stay present, you know, during a workout. And it helps his whole mind-body connection. And he just stays there and he doesn't let anything else come in. You know, he just focuses on whatever that intention was for that day, which I thought was a really, you know, powerful thing.
Wow.
And it was kind of cool, you know, to see this guy, this big bodybuilder guy, and he's talking about, you know, these spiritual avenues to what he's doing. So
it's sort of, it is coming. I mean, the fact that they're considering this, and you are a trailblazer because you are on the cutting edge and talking with them about this, and training the trainer is, I can totally see you doing that. And I think that people are more open today about spirituality and what that means than ever before. So it seems that you're just blazing the trail.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit about your coaching program. Like, what is it? What's the structure of it? You know, how long does a person work with you and that sort of thing?
So the program can be pretty variable, you know, again, just depending on what they want to accomplish. So let's take you through a holistic program. So if somebody were to say, you know, I want to go in comprehensive, I want to do the divine intelligence process, I want personal training, and I want life coaching, what would happen is everything would fit within the framework of the divine intelligence process, which is a 12 or 13 week program. And so throughout that program, they would be getting, you know, life coaching. So we would be talking about, you know, what their fitness goals are, and we'd have coaching sessions around that. We would have personal training sessions. So we, again, based on what their goal was, we'd be working towards, you know, specific goals that they had, you know, through the personal training element. So what you're doing is, you know, through this, you know, 12 or 13 weeks is you're coaching them. You're helping create that awareness about, you know, their own empowerment. And then you're also, as a personal trainer, bringing some accountability. Right. You're helping them, you know, kind of like that workout buddy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're holding them to what they say they want to do. And so it becomes very effective. And then after the divine intelligence process, you know, it's totally up to the client whether they want to continue, you know, with life coaching or with the personal training. So it can go from there.
Okay. Great. Do you ever start with, Well, you may have already answered this. Do you ever start with fitness training and blend in the spiritual concepts, or is every client going through the divine intelligence coaching process?
Yeah, it's the latter. I haven't worked with clients that have not gone through the divine intelligence process.
It's tough, isn't it? Because I can imagine, as I did early on with clients that did go through it, that I would think, oh, this would just help you so much. This is where it's at. These are your answers. This is how you get to who you are, your authentic self. And so it's tough to watch somebody struggle when we know that we've got a process that can free them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a great quote by Galileo, and it says, you can't teach a person anything. You can only help them find it within themselves. It's kind of the basis for, you know, coaching and personal training and everything else. So if they don't want to make the change, you know, if they don't believe that they're responsible for changing their own lives, then you're not going to create that change.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what you do, what you say, what you tell them. So I would rather be on the other side of that and find somebody who does believe that change begins with them, you know, and they're willing to go on with the journey, you know, mm-hmm. and be a trailblazer.
Yeah, like you. So how do people, what's the best way for people to connect with you and stay connected, Jeff?
So right now I can be contacted right through my website. The email is jeff@turninglifearound.com. Turninglifearound.com is all one word, or .com. The turning life around part is.
Yeah.
So that's just the easiest way. They can just send me an email, you know, and we'll get the dialogue going, and we can talk about, you know, what their objectives are or answer any questions that they may have. I work just like a life coach. I do free consultations. So the first call is free, you know, and we'll talk about what it is that you want to do, and we'll figure out whether, you know, what I offer, you know, fits what you want to do.
Excellent. And then I notice also we can be joined and be a member, like with our email, and that way we're notified when you write blogs and things like that.
Correct. So
yeah.
there's two levels in there. So there's one, it's just a general, if you want to sign up, you'll get all the free stuff that's in there. Those are most of my blogs. And then there's a member section. So if you sign up as a member, then you start getting, you know, select content, which is a little bit deeper. I haven't totally populated my website, but, you know, my intention as I go forward is that, you know, there'll be a lot more around fitness. There'll be a lot of stuff in there on how-to kind of things,
mm-hmm.
As far as different types of exercises. I've got a couple of assessments that are queued up in there. There's a fitness IQ, which is really cool. This is just something, you know, you can go into and fill this out, and I'll give you some insight on, you know, what your preferences are. And there's also one in there for a trailblazer. There's a trailblazer assessment. So all this stuff will be, you know, loaded on the website in the coming weeks.
That's really cool. Well, and all that is a process. And I know, I know you're fairly new entrepreneur in this particular niche, but you're an expert in life in these areas, in the spiritual and in the fitness. So congratulations on your business. And just know that I love collaborating with you, and I'm so excited for what you're doing. And I'm going to join because, you know, at least for me, I always need help in the fitness area. It's something that is really important for overall health and well-being. And it is our fitness is a manifestation of our mind, like you say on your website. So again, Jeff, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to have you on at a later date too, and kind of get an update from you on how things are going and how business is shaping up. and just want to just remind everyone that the best way to reach Jeff is on his website or send him an email at jeff@turninglifearound.com. And Bruce Cameron had sent a text to me a little bit ago that he wasn't going to be able to join today. So we definitely have to have you back because you missed all his quips and his comments. He would have had a lot of fun talking with you about this too. So yeah, we'll have to have a redo. And so Bruce, you can reach Bruce Cameron at conciergecoaches.net, and you can reach me at jhubconsulting.com. That's J-H-U-B consulting.com. And just want to thank everyone for joining us today. And we air at noon Pacific time every Monday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time or Central Daylight Time every Monday. And so join us next week as well. And with that, we'll say goodbye to Jeff and to all of our listeners. Thanks again, Jeff.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.